Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about renting a motor grader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Also, we're affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. So if you're looking for great Caterpillar apparel, jackets, shirts, hats, shoes, you name it, with the cat logo on it, then come to this website at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Almost all kinds of heavy equipment can be procured on rent. So you need not to buy one, but still can possess and use it. You have to compensate it by paying a monthly rent, but it makes a lot of sense to pay a nominal amount on each and every month rather than spending a bomb on buying a machine and paying interest to the bank. Moreover, when your job demands using different types of heavy equipment, it is certainly not feasible for anybody to shell out all their money buying earth-moving machines. You may not have any resources left to operate your business, and eventually you'll be forced to do away with all heavy equipment that you have bought. Therefore, limiting yourself to using heavy equipment on rent is probably the most viable option you can opt for. If you are in the construction business and you can't work without a motor grader, if you're in the construction business, you cannot work without a motor grader. Remember that. For the grading work that you need a grader, and buying one during the initial stage of your business may not sound to be the right option. Though a grader costs less than other machines, but still costs a fortune when you are new to the business and need monetary resources to take care of other responsibilities. So you may go with renting a motor grader. But before you take it on rent, there are a few things that you should make note of. First and most important thing that you need to check is the health of the grader. Going for a grader that is not much old should be your priority. They may be a bit expensive when it comes to the rental part, but you can always keep the negotiation to make this stuff work for your budget. Again, you know, we rent out motor graders at B&R for $6,000 a month, full calendar month, 200 hours. So, I mean, it's a lot cheaper than buying a $150,000 grader. Second is the tenor for which you need the equipment. Analyze the project plan and estimate duration for which you need the grader, okay? See, if you need it more than 6 to 8 months, then yeah, it is feasible. Go get yourself one every year, you know? That's you know, 6,000 times 6 is 36,000. So you know, if you need something like that, like 8 months plus, then go get one. You can then accordingly inform the owner of its duration. It may be possible that the owner is ready to lease it for a short period, and you may need it for a longer duration. So there will be a conflict in your needs and might give rise to complications in the future. Therefore, before you go to sign the deal, be clear on the terms of how long you need it and if the owner is ready to rent the machine for that period. This should also be documented in an agreement, which is a rental agreement, which is the third most important aspect that you need to take care of while you're procuring a motor grader on rent. Again, rental agreement, your insurance provided. If not, we can provide you loss damage waiver, stuff like that. An agreement is a written document that speaks all the aspects that were agreed by both parties and has now been put on paper for reference. Take help of an attorney who specializes in making rent agreements. He or she is the person who knows all the points that need to be mentioned on the agreement. So once your paperwork is in place, you have the motor grader shipped to your job site. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.